Bob Newhart, the deadpan accountant turned comedian who became one of the most popular TV stars of his time after striking gold with a classic comedy album, has died at 94. Jerry Digna, Newhart's publicist, says the actor died Thursday in Los Angeles after a series of short illnesses. Newhart, best remembered now as the star of two hit television shows of the 1970s and 1980s that bore his name, launched his career as a stand-up comic in the late 1950s. He gained nationwide fame when his routine was captured on vinyl in 1960 as The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, which went on to win a Grammy Award as Album of the Year. While other comedians of the time, including Lenny Bruce, Mort Saul, Alan King, and Mike Nichols and Elaine May, frequently got laughs with their aggressive attacks on modern mores, Newhart was an anomaly. His outlook was modern, but he rarely raised his voice above a hesitant, almost stammering delivery. His only prop was a telephone, used to pretend to hold a conversation with someone on the other end of the line. In one memorable skit, he portrayed a Madison Avenue image maker trying to instruct Abraham Lincoln on how to improve the Gettysburg Address. Say 87 years ago instead of 87, he advised. Another favorite was Merchandising the Wright Brothers, in which he tried to persuade the aviation pioneers to start an airline, although he acknowledged the distance of their maiden flight could limit them. Well, see, that's going to hurt our time to the coast if we've got to land every 105 feet. Newhart was initially wary of signing on to a weekly TV series, fearing it would overexpose his material. Nevertheless, he accepted an attractive offer from NBC, and The Bob Newhart Show premiered on October 11, 1961. Despite Emmy and Peabody Awards, the half-hour variety show was canceled after one season, a source for jokes by Newhart for decades after. He waited 10 years before undertaking another Bob Newhart Show in 1972. This one was a situation comedy with Newhart playing a Chicago psychologist living in a penthouse with his schoolteacher wife, Suzanne Plachette. Their neighbors and his patients, notably Bill Daly as an airline navigator, were a wacky, neurotic bunch who provided an ideal counterpoint to Newhart's deadpan commentary. The series, one of the most acclaimed of the 1970s, ran through 1978. 4 years later, the comedian launched another show, simply called Newhart. This time he was a successful New York writer who decides to reopen a long-closed Vermont inn. Again Newhart was the calm, reasonable man surrounded by a group of eccentric locals. Again the show was a huge hit, lasting 8 seasons on CBS. It bowed out in memorable style in 1990 with Newhart, in his old Chicago psychologist character, waking up in bed with Plachette, cringing as he tells her about the strange dream he had. I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont. The handyman kept missing the point of things, and then there were these three woodsmen, but only one of them talked. The stunt parodied a Dallas episode where a key character was killed off, then revived when the death was revealed to have been in a dream. Two later series were comparative duds. Bob, in 1992-93, and George and Leo, 1997-98. Though nominated several times, he never won an Emmy for his sitcom work. I guess they think I'm not acting. That it's just Bob being Bob, he sighed. Over the years, Newhart also appeared in several movies, usually in comedic roles. Among them, Catch 22, In and Out, Legally Blonde 2, and Elf, as the diminutive dad of adopted full-size son Will Ferrell. More recent work included Horrible Bosses, and the TV series The Librarians, The Big Bang Theory, and Young Sheldon. Newhart married Virginia Quinn, known to friends as Ginny, in 1964, and remained with her until her death in 2023. They had 4 children, Robert, Timothy, Jennifer, and Courtney. Newhart was a frequent guest of Johnny Carson's and liked to tease the thrice-divorced Tonight host that at least some comedians enjoyed long-term marriages. He was especially close with fellow comedian and family man Don Rickles, whose raucous insult humor clashed memorably with Newhart's droll understatement. We're apples and oranges. I'm a Jew, he's a Catholic. He's low-key, I'm a yeller, Rickles told Variety in 2012. A decade later, Judd Apatow would pay tribute to their friendship in the short documentary, Bob and Don, A Love Story. A master of the gently sarcastic remark, Newhart got into comedy after he became bored with his $5 an hour accounting job in Chicago. To pass the time, he and a friend, Ed Gallagher, began making funny phone calls to each other. Eventually, they decided to record them as comedy routines and sell them to radio stations. Their efforts failed, but the records came to the attention of Warner Brothers, which signed Newhart to a record contract and booked him into a Houston club in February 1960. A terrified 30-year-old man walked out on the stage and played his first nightclub, he recalled in 2003. Six of his routines were recorded during his two-week date, and the album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was released on April Fool's Day 1960. It sold 750,000 copies and was followed by The Button-Down Mind Strikes Back. At one point, the albums ranked number one and two on the sales charts. The New York Times in 1960 said he was the first comedian in history to come to prominence through a recording. Besides winning Grammy's Album of the Year for his debut, Newhart won as Best New Artist of 1960, and the sequel, The Button-Down Mind Strikes Back, won as Best Comedy Spoken Word Album. Newhart was booked for several appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show and at nightclubs, concert halls, and college campuses across the country. He hated the clubs, however, because of the heckling drunks they attracted. "Every time I have to step out of a scene and put one of those birds in his place, it kills the routine," he said in 1960. In 2004, he received another Emmy nomination, this time as guest actor in a drama series, for a role in ER. Another honor came his way in 2007, when the Library of Congress announced it had added The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart to its registry of historically significant sound recordings. Just 25 recordings are added each year to the registry, which was created in 2000. Newhart made the bestseller lists in 2006 with his memoir, I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This. He was nominated for another Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album, a category that includes audiobooks, for his reading of the book, I've Always Likened What I Do to the Man Who Is Convinced That He Is the Last Sane Man on Earth, the Paul Revere of psychotics running through the town and yelling back, quote, "This is crazy." But no one pays attention to him, Newhart wrote. Born George Robert Newhart in Chicago to a German-Irish family, he was called Bob to avoid confusion with his father, who was also named George. At St. Ignatius High School and Loyola University in Chicago, he amused fellow students with imitations of James Cagney, Humphrey Bogart, Jimmy Durante, and other stars. After receiving a degree in commerce, Newhart served 2 years in the Army. Returning to Chicago after his military service, he entered law school at Loyola but flunked out. He eventually landed a job as an accountant for the state unemployment department. Bored with the work, he spent his free hours acting at a stock company in suburban Oak Park, an experience that led to the phone bits. I wasn't part of some comic cabal, Newhart wrote in his memoir. Mike, Nichols, and Elaine, May, Shelley, Berman, Lenny Bruce, Johnny Winters, Mort Saul. We didn't all get together and say, back quote, let's change comedy and slow it down. It was just our way of finding humor. The college kids would hear mother-in-law jokes and say, back quote, what the hell is a mother-in-law? What we did reflected our lives and related to theirs. Newhart continued appearing on television occasionally after his fourth sitcom ended and vowed in 2003 that he would work as long as he could. It's been so much, 43 years of my life, to quit would be like something was missing, he said. The Associated Press.